Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today, I'm talking to Swedish artist Matt Liedo, who I met on Instagram. I've loved his art from afar for several years, and I've been wanting to get him on the pod. I was finally able to convince him. He was nervous because English is not his first language, but he did absolutely great. He talks about being a self-taught artist in Sweden who's not particularly good at marketing himself, using art as a recovery from the rest of the day, and his inspirations, which include MC Escher and world events. Enjoy! I've never been smart with investments or stocks, but one thing I've learned over the years is that an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. If you want to get smart with your money, you can trade smarter and maximize your returns with Trade with UFOs. Trade with UFOs is a brand that represents a community of users trading with predictive tools. You don't have to be good with stocks. They literally hold your hand while you trade, teaching you everything you need to know. You see, Trade with UFOs is also a portal which provides access to predictive apps, courses, and coaching, all to show you how to make money using unfilled orders. Why am I so passionate about this? Because then we'll all have more money in our pockets to buy more art. It's time to get smart with your money. Leverage your success with Trade with UFOs. Go to tradewithufos.com and use my offer code Brooke for a 50% off discount on all of their products. That's Brooke.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Oh, it's so great to talk to you.
Finally.
Finally. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. My home is a complete mess and chaos. I'm renovating my kitchen, and I have to sleep on a mattress on the floor in the living room.
Oh, wow.
I hopefully it will end soon, the chaos.
Yes. I live in complete chaos because I'm a pack rat and I have everything around the house.
And it's fine with you?
Yeah, everything's great with me. So what's it like in Sweden?
Yeah, it's at last the summer. Sweden are always talking about the weather.
Right.
It's cold in the winter. It's dark in the autumn, and the spring never seems to come to Sweden, but always too late. And but today it was sunny and not a little bit cold, but I like to walk a lot, so it's perfect
for, yeah,
weather for walking.
Yes, I like to walk too. So you have such a great style. It's so colorful and happy looking. And to be honest, I don't really understand it, but it's really eye-catching. I sense some irreverent humor, or perhaps some satire. What's going on there?
I don't try to convey any deeper meaning with my art, but I am inspired by society and things I hear on the radio or read about in the newspapers, or it can just be a music or a story I read. So my process, when I start a painting, I don't know sometimes what it's going to be, but I just sit and wait, and some ideas pop up in my head, and I start, and when I start it just flows out of me.
Oh, I love that. So it just comes to you.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So you said that you don't really have a message, it just comes to you, but you're influenced by the news and what you hear. What else inspires you? What inspires you?
Well, when I was a child, my mother read a children's book for me, and the author, he had such a great great illustrations, I think my cities is very inspired by him. And but for me, I'm a single, I walk a lot. I can't I walk a lot alone in cities. I was in Berlin a couple of weeks ago, and I just walked around there. And I think the Mensch is a German expression, the human. And what really inspires me is the complexity of being a human. And for me, my color or my cities, they are a representation of being a human. I don't fill them with people, and there is a lot of angst and loneliness in them. But still, I think the colors, they are the expression for the joy and happiness of being a human. And I think every person I met, when you meet them, they have the joy in them, the happy things, but they also have the other thing, maybe the loneliness or something that happened in their life and so on. And I think that those two, if you simplify a human being, that's I think that is what I want to also want to convey. Is that the word with my painting? So you put two things, happiness and angst in one painting, and it can be colorful and unique, but still have sadness and loneliness and anxiety in it. And I think that's the thing I always return to, and it maybe it's a mirror of myself.
Well, all art usually is, but I think that's great. You said that like, the happiness and the sadness are all a part of the human condition, and I think that you convey that so well.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
I've been loving your work for a long time.
I was so happy the first time you like one of my paintings. And I'm working alone, and I'm not an artist in the respect that I have exhibition. I'm just a regular dude who likes to paint.
Likes to paint. Well, that's all you need to be. And I think that your work is exhibited perfectly on social media and Instagram and stuff like that. And Saatchi, the Saatchi Gallery, you're in that.
Yeah, I think I read about Saatchi, and I thought it was a great place to put my stuff, my paintings on. I have a brother, and he always wanted me to create my own homepage on the internet, but I'm too lazy, and or I never done that. So Saatchi has given me a platform for it, and I'm happy
The
for it.
international platform. So yeah, I think that's fantastic. So what do you do what do you do for work, other work?
I'm the head of an ambulance service
Oh,
in
awesome.
Varberg. Yeah, you and I studied history and political science in school in the university when I was younger, and started a career as a civil servant I started to work a lot with le in leadership, and in a way it suited me. So, but I go to work, and I'm surrounded by nurses, and and they have their ambulances
Right.
and I feel a bit it feels a bit weird
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I'm there, but I always felt that way no matter where I am. So I'm there to give them good working conditions. That's my job,
Yeah.
not to give first aid to people in need.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great service that you do. That's fantastic. So I know it's very needed, but it's very different from the art. Do the art and the other than the ambulance work, does that influence each other?
Yeah, it might too, in the sense that for the personnel in the ambulance, they meet every day. They meet rich people and poor people and old people and young people in some kind of crisis in their life, and sometimes they can they visit people in all situations in life, and I think that's about before at the Swedish Migration Board helping asylum seekers there. You know that it's the same situation in Europe as in the United States, that there are a lot of people who wants a better life,
Right.
and it's a very demanding job. The US, and that this is one of the big issues in the US and in Europe, and we but when you work at the front line, you meet the people and you see the needs, and it's as long as I worked, I worked in this type of environments, and
Yeah.
it's hard, it's rewarding, but it's not always sunny, and it's a demanding job,
Right.
but you and everybody in the ambulance have tried the best to make it as good as they can during the circumstances in each case,
Right. And
and
they're all very, very demanding and yeah, very life threatening, I would imagine. So that's a very it's a very tough job, I would think.
yeah, I'm tired. So when I was that kid in school, which who everybody thought was very good at drawing, and the only A I got when I finished high school was in art. And so you thought that I thought about it, maybe I should had pursued another career and went all I should have gone all in art, but
Right.
the I maybe I thought about it, but it's I was interested in I think my friends had a great they was they all wanted to be engineers,
Yeah.
and they didn't have this passion for art.
Right.
It came later for me, and so I started to paint in my early 30s.
Oh, wow.
Then I felt this urge to create, and I did not know if it would be painting or something else, but it was easy to go buy a canvas and oil colors and start to paint, and I it was so bad the first paintings, and but still I kept on going because I only painted for myself,
Right.
no one else, and it's the state of mind,
Yeah.
creative process gets you into that, drives me.
Absolutely.
So when you are stressed after job and you have small children, then when you get an hour or two and just sit there listen to music and be one with your painting. That's one of the best state of minds I can think of.
Absolutely. Well, I was looking at your work, and it's so, and I was going to say, it looks kind of like a cross between a comic strip and an illustration, but it's got like a perfect sense of perspective. So I was wondering if you had any architectural training.
I'm interested in architecture, but I have no training in it. I like cities. When I'm traveling, I like to sometimes I when I was in Berlin the last time, I wanted to study brutalism, the architecture style after the Second World War, when they wanted to build up the destroyed cities, and they had concrete and the straight lines, and it they are architects back then. They tried their best to make beautiful buildings without having all the resources, I like architecture. It's something that you can look at a sculpture and you can look at a building, and I've always been fond of buildings.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I like buildings too. So, what materials do you use?
It's oil on canvas.
On canvas.
Yeah.
It looks so, I mean, it just looks, I can't even explain, but it just looks so fabulous. And it's just like so, like I said, it's just kind of like a cartoon, but not a cartoon, because it's like, it's better than a cartoon. it's like I said, it's got the perfect perspective. It's everything is drawn perfectly. And it's just, and so, yeah, so you got that through arts classes and stuff like that. And I just love it.
Yeah, I'm self-taught.
Wow.
And when I started, I was inspired by this Dutch paint artist, Escher.
Yeah,
you know
Escher.
Escher, yeah. And he has this perfect lines.
Oh yeah.
And I have a vivid memory when I had my blank canvas and I was inspired by Escher, and I wanted to create something like Escher, and I took I draw my first line, and it was just it wasn't straight, and I just realized that no, I will never create like Escher. I need to have the free hand and don't have I can be fascinated by Escher, but
absolutely.
I think the only advice I give to my two boys is don't let the bad work let you down.
Right.
Just start with the next one and the next one, and give time a chance, and after a while you start to appreciate aspects of what you are doing, and
absolutely.
then you train yourself in so many ways. So I think that's a great advice. So,
yeah, absolutely. You got to do the bad stuff before you can do the good stuff.
Yeah. And then I remember from my childhood these children books, and I remember the thing that inspired me was not the characters or the story, but the scenery in which the characters and stories evolved, and there were lots of weird looking houses and electricity wires and that inspired me.
Yeah, I can tell. I can see that in your stuff too. So yeah. So I was gonna say, I was gonna ask if you had a side hustle or anything, but I guess this is your side hustle, sort of. If you had like a side job aside from being an artist, but you have a main job.
Yeah, I have a main job, and it's I'm turning 50 tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah, thank you. And I worked for 30 years in demanding jobs.
Yeah.
And the last years, I more started a process of trying to maybe downsize the main job, and now when my children has my youngest is a teenager, and I don't see him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's always out hanging with his friends, so I don't have to put so much energy in creating a good environment for them.
Right.
So I'm toying, playing with the idea of maybe make a shift in my life.
Yeah.
And it gets more. It gets stronger for every day. But you know, it's being an artist is a it's a hard job. Many people likes your art, but it's hard to live on it, and you have to be. I think maybe you have to be a person who likes to. How should I to sell yourself, your stuff, and
That's
I'm a little bit too much of an introvert of,
me
you
too,
know,
me too.
I like solitude and I like you people and to but I need to be alone a lot.
Right. No, I absolutely get that. I'm the same way. I was thinking just now that you said, do you work, does your ambulance company work with a hospital?
Yeah, we in our part of Sweden, the ambulance is part of the whole health organization in the province. So we are part of the greater healthcare organization.
Right. Well, I was thinking that like maybe you could contact the people in charge of the children's hospital or even like regular hospital. And I think your work is so bright and cheerful and happy. I think that it would bring like such joy to children and adults alike for sure. So see if you can get your stuff in the hospitals.
Yeah, they have an art department at the health organization, Region Halland, and who puts some of the money in buying art and so I just put one of my paintings on the wall on my office.
Ah, nice, nice.
I need, it's just an office room. It's so boring. I needed some color there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. So yeah, definitely hook up with them. And definitely try to there's lots of like I think Saatchi is getting hooked up with Saatchi is a great move. And yeah, there's lots of ways to sell your art. And I'm saying that as a non-artist and someone who is introverted as well and horrible at selling things. but wants to be a business person, wants to sell stuff. And so I would just see what kind of art fairs and stuff. I mean, you probably know better than I do. like what's going on around.
I think there is a fairly good art climate in Sweden. In my part of Sweden, there is every once a year it's an open art fair in which it was just a couple of weeks ago. So every artist can open his or her home to people. So there are signs you can see everywhere in the whole region, and so on a Sunday you can go and visit a couple of artists, and you meet them in their living room, and it's such a great concept.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So and of course there are galleries and the internets too, but there I think it's a good climate, but you need to go all in if you want to make a living on it.
Right.
I have a good friend who she studied sculpture in Arizona and in Israel, I think.
Okay.
And she creates these beautiful sculptures, and she had gone all in, but
It's hard to do.
it's a lot of hard work,
Yeah.
and most artists here they need a have a job, the
Right.
main job, but a job besides to make their living.
Yes, definitely. But I think that it's I think it's great that you have a good job and you have such the creative outlet like Saatchi to create such inventory, and so that you can enter contests and open your home up if you want to, which I don't know that I would want to do that, but I would like I think that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm a bit slow. You know, the first 10 years, I didn't tell anybody that I was painting,
Right.
it was a private thing for me, but after a while, now everybody knows. In my all my friends that I
Yeah.
do it, and it feels great. It takes a long time, and I take few short steps every time, but
Yeah.
I'm playing with the idea of try to reach out more than I do today, and maybe I can now when I get more time in life when
Yeah.
I don't have to focus so much on children.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, that sounds awesome. Thank you so much. And is it metal, am I pronouncing it right? Metal do? Oh.
Matledo, yeah. So that's my artistic name. When I was young, I produced things, and we needed an artist name, and then I took Toledo in Spain. They made a famous sword
Yes.
in the middle Renaissance, in the Middle Ages, and we one day we were me and my friends were created toy swords, and so my name is Matti. And I created my nickname though, Matti and Toledo, and it became Matledo.
Weirdo. I love
Yeah,
that. I love that.
Matledo.
Matt.
So everything I created, and it felt good because I didn't want to, showcase me. You can hide behind a pseudonym. That's a bit comforting.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So Matt Leodo.
Matledo.
I love that. I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. And I know this was tough. You were nervous, but you did absolutely great.
Thank you. And thank you, Brooke. And I'm so glad that people like you are active on the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
It means a lot to me. So,
Awesome.
you
Awesome. Well, I will be in touch, and if you could share this when it posts, that would be awesome. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Brooke. And have a nice is it evening or morning?
It's afternoon. It's
Afternoon.
one, it's almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah, here in 2 o'clock in Chicago.
No, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ah, Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah. Well, here in Halmstad in Halland, there is the clock is 8 o'clock in the evening now. So
Good
I'm
evening.
gonna take a walk, an evening walk now. It's
Yeah. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for including me in your day.
Yeah, thank you too.
Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Matt Liadeau. I'm so glad I was able to convince you to come on the show. I think you're fabulous. If you want to see more of Matt Liadeau, just check out his social media, which will be linked on the page. But it's Matt Liadeau, which is MATTLEDO, all one word, which you can Google and find him. Thanks for listening. This is a Hotspur Media production, music by Corey Knoxville.